It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're in talking more about lessons learned. So today is day three, and today we're talking about the lesson of forgiveness, and scripture comes from Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you. Forgiveness is just a word, but it can stir up some old wounds. It can, those deep hurts that you're holding on to, painful memories. If you live long enough in your lifetime, somebody has wronged you. That's just a fact of life. They've lied to you. They've betrayed your trust. They've spoken words that cut like a knife. And sometimes it's not just what happened, but it's absolutely who did it, right? So let's be honest. Forgiveness is hard. It feels unnatural. And everything in us just really wants justice, an apology, an explanation, or maybe a chance to be heard. But Jesus calls us to something radical, something holy. Forgive as I have forgiven you. Forgiveness isn't about saying it's okay when it's not. It's not pretending you weren't hurt. It's not denying the pain or avoiding the process, because forgiveness is making this decision, sometimes daily, not to be chained to that offense anymore. It's hard. It's giving your wound to God and allowing Him to heal it in a way that you never could on your own. Similar to when you fall down and skin your knee and your mom puts a Band-Aid on it with some Neosporin. God's doing this for you. He wants to do this for you. We all remember wrestling with forgiveness in a season, and when someone close to us causes some sort of deep or ongoing pain and we want to move on, but every time we try and we think about that situation, all that anger that we have bottled up just continues to boil up. We don't want to forgive. We want to feel better. But in the end, God is the person who can heal you. God can show you something. The longer that we hold on to the hurt, the longer that we stay trapped. Forgiveness wasn't about letting them off the hook. It was about setting us all free. And isn't that just like Jesus? He didn't wait until we deserved forgiveness. He gave it while we were still guilty. He loved us at His worst, and He asked us to extend that same mercy, not because people deserve it, but because people have received it. And forgiveness is a process, and it's okay. Sometimes it happens in one moment, and other times it's a decision that we make over and over until the feeling finally follows. But each step of forgiveness draws us closer to the heart of God, and with every offense we release, we gain a little more peace, a little more healing, and a little more freedom. So we ask you the question today, is there somebody you need to forgive or something that you're holding on to? Lord, as we come to you in prayer, we bring you the people and the pain that have been hard to release. We know we can't forgive in our own strength, so we ask you for your help today. Soften our hearts and remind us of your grace you're continually pouring out onto us. Help us to forgive, not because people earned it, but because you've already shown us how to do that. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.